Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Good. It's great to meet you. I am going to be honest. I've watched so many of your interviews with past house guests.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I watched, you had a long one with Paul Abrahamian not too long ago, actually. He hadn't done an interview in a long time. He was like in a backyard or something, like totally casually walking around eating chips and guac. I was like, okay, this is typical Paul. It seems a very comfortable guy. But yeah, I was watching, I watched a bunch of your interviews. So is this cool to get to live it?
Well, thanks, Vince. I appreciate that. Yeah, I know like probably a rough night for you, but I don't know. How are you feeling at this point?
It's weird. It's weird to even like explain how I'm feeling because it was 3 months, you know, 83 days of this environment, and it's all you know and it's all you think about and dream about and live. And you get close to the end and I never thought I was going to get this far. I did everything I possibly could, but then it starts to get realistic. And then all of a sudden you're thinking life-changing money, decent money or none. And ending up with second, I'm going to be honest. My dream management was not there. I did tell too many lies and I had too many final twos and it was just that self-preservation desperation. I've wanted this for so long. I can't lose. I can't go out early. I can't go out early. And then before you know it, you're at the end. And I'm looking around. I'm like, sorry.
It's almost like you hit a point where you couldn't stop. Like you know what I mean? Like it was too far gone where you just kept lying. And I'm like, Vince, no.
You're telling me. You're preaching the choir here. Sometimes I would say something. I would tell Keanu something, and then I would leave the room and be like, why did I say that? Why did I promise him that? Like, the blockbuster's not even here anymore. Just tell him, hey, I put you on the block. You're my target now. Yeah, I can't beat you. You're an incredible player, an incredible human, and everyone loves you. And you had a great story this season. I want you out, and that's my resume, my game move on my resume. Why couldn't I say that? Sharon, why couldn't I say that?
I know. I was like, Vince, you don't need to do all this. You don't need to. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I'm not in there. I'm not going to judge. But you were smiling a lot during the jury questioning. Were you like, damn, Ashley's eating me up right now?
Yeah, for sure. I was like, man, she's a good public speaker. I am an introvert who is not good at public speaking. I knew I was going to get grilled. She had a lot of friends in the jury. I did end up getting grilled. I didn't give great answers. I thought about it nonstop of trying to defend my game. And then you're asked it on the spot. And all these things and ideas I had of defending and game moves. And I knew the Morgan question about like, what were game moves that you did that weren't for Morgan and were for your game? And they ask it and it just lights went out. It was just part two of HOH all over again. We're just, the gears just stopped turning.
You know, after the final, the part two of the HOH, you were really, really hard on yourself. And the last few days when you realized Morgan might cut you, you were kind of spiraling. Do you feel like that affected your ability to prepare for the finale a little bit?
I mean, probably. You know, it's funny because like my one of my big brother idols is Cody Califieri, and he's calm, cool, collected, always composed. And I was like, I want to be like him. And I do the polar opposite and I get emotional and I cry and then I find myself getting upset. And it's like, I don't act that way typically in my normal life. You know, I don't scout. I heard my some voice came out that I've never heard in my life. I don't know. I learned a lot about myself of needing to compose myself better in high stakes situations, not be hard on myself, not, you know, get away from the self-deprecating humor. And even if it's a defense mechanism, like stop all of that. Like, you know, I'm here, I'm having fun, I'm living a dream. Why am I allowing myself to fall into this rut when I'm so close to the end? You know, I should have been turning it on. So hindsight's 20/20, but yeah. It was
the
just
fact that you're saying this like 2 hours after the finale, at least you have the self-awareness. Like, yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, so. Totally. I mean, and you know, again, I'm going to grow from it. I'm going to learn from it and I'll be a better person because of it. And I'll be able to laugh at myself looking back as I watch the season eventually.
I hope so. Yeah, please take a break. You might come out to some like, oh, Vince this, Vince that. Just stay off social media for a bit. Generally, though, I think it's obviously the Morgan stuff that people are questioning. I'm sure you've been asked this a million times. I don't know. What do you make of the perception? Obviously, that's difficult. You're in a relationship. I don't even know what I'm asking because you've been asked this a million times already.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I mean, Morgan was my best friend in the game, and you're in a game where you assume everyone's lying to you. Her and Lauren were the only two that I didn't think ever lied to me, and that's hard to find. So you get close to these people, and the Big Brother house is it's a unique environment where in my brain I'm just living life, and I know my relationship with my girlfriend, so we're good. Zingbot made a joke about it, and house guests want to talk about it, but you know what? It is what it is, man. I'm not gonna stress on that.
Okay, it's your business, it's your relationship,
Of course.
but she wasn't at the finale. Should we be concerned with about that?
No, I think everyone's just mom and dad. I think there's only two tickets available.
Okay.
I don't think there was enough.
Okay. You touched on something about Morgan. And the Lauren thing, like they were never gonna work together. I know you were trying so hard to get them to work together. It just didn't work, and you obviously had to cut Lauren go, but would you have preferred to go to the end with Lauren?
I wanted to go as far as I could with both of them. They were such strong allies and so honest and such good people in and out of the game that I would have loved to have gone as far as I can with either, both. I don't think I have a career as a mediator after this because I couldn't get people on the same page. But no, I mean, it played out how it did. I never wanted to ever put Lauren on the block. I feel terrible. That's the one move this game where I feel really bad about. But Morgan was a great fan, great friend to me, and she always went to bat for me, and she was very proactive with having my back. So, yeah, I'm proud to have played the game with her. She's an awesome person for sure. Really good friend.
Yeah. Do you think, what scenario do you think you could have beat either Ashley or Morgan? Do you think you would have had to win an HOA? Like, I guess, do you think your chances were?
I thought I had to win the final three part HOH to be able to say that I won five HOHs in the season. Like, that's nothing to scoff at.
Impressive.
It's a pretty decent accomplishment, right? I mean, not many
Yeah.
people, five. So I thought that would be like the final stamp on my resume where I did it. And if I took Morgan out, it could be me cutting Morgan and showing that I was playing for myself, not for her. Or if I took her, it could be like, look, everyone thinks I'm a liar and I was loyal to at least one person. So I bring her with me and I have that resume piece where I won, more HOHs and had more blood on my hands and more decisions to make. Maybe I earn the respect from them that way. It's so hard to understand what the jury's thinking. I'm not a mind reader, so I didn't know.
Well, were you going to cut Morgan or no? Did you
I was
play
very back
around?
and forth on it because exactly what I said, I was trying to figure out which move the jury would respect more. And at the end, entering part two of the HOH, I was thinking I was going to take her to the end because I could showcase loyalty because I felt really bad about lying to Keanu. He's somebody that I really like, could see myself being really like best friends with outside of this house. He's such a good guy. And
He
I'm so
wanted to
happy.
vote for you.
Yeah, I'm sure he did, even after everything. Did you talk to him already?
I did. I think
That
he
makes me feel even worse.
actually just did a great job, and I think that's what sealed it. But he said his vote was open. Like he really, I think, he had nice things to say about you. Nothing bad. Oh, did you freeze? Hello?
Good. I assume. Am I here? Am I here? Let me
Okay,
know if I
we're
come
here.
back.
You're good.
Okay, great.
Yeah, he said good things.
Good.
What
Yeah.
oh sorry. What who have you talked to? Like, did your parents give you a download on anything? Did you talk to anyone about anything on the outside world yet? Or are you still
No, I have no idea. I mean, I've just had a few interviews and did a little pop culture game with Taylor, but I saw my hugged them. I said hi. I tried my best. And that was it. And it's been a whirlwind. So I haven't talked to anybody yet.
okay. And then my last question is Vince. You've gone through, it was hard watching you sometimes. You just seemed like in pain or just like really going through it. Would you ever do this to yourself again?
It or not, I would do this every summer for the rest of my life if I could.
You did say that. You were like, this has been the best experience of my life. Is that true?
Yeah, it has. I stand by that. It was the highs and lows. And I'll tell you what, because I've like learned and I've gotten the experience under my belt, I think I know how to compose myself better and I've gotten the experiences that I wanted to. So if I ever played again, I would play totally different because now I don't have that panic mindset.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me know if I cut out. I think you might have frozen up.
I think
Did I
we're
cut
both
out?
freezing, but I can hear you at least, so it's fine.
Okay, good. Did you hear everything that I was saying, kind of about my thoughts on that? Okay, cool. It was awesome.
We have to wrap. I know you're busy. Go like have fun and go enjoy the outside world, but I'd love to chat with you longer at some point.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.